Sue's son, Shane, is serving 25 years to life for aiding and abetting. Actually, all he was doing was standing on the corner, but they said that he was a lookout for a drug sale. Young man, vibrant young man, doing 25 years to life. Sue?
Thank you. I've been a member of FACTS since the beginning, and I had to do something with my fear. I voted for this law in, I remember seeing Richard Allen Davis, the man who kidnapped, raped, and murdered Polly Kloss, on television with my son. And he looked at Richard Allen Davis and said, that's an evil man, and he's going to do some harm to a lot of people. Well, I obviously was not a political person, so when the election came up, I voted for the three-strike law, not knowing that it wasn't just going to be murderers, rapists, child molesters. That's what I thought it was going to be. Well, I had no idea that my son in 1996 was standing 30 feet from an acquaintance who sold $20 of rock cocaine to an undercover officer. And they were tried together as co-defendants. And the gentleman who actually sold the cocaine got a sentence of 4 years, and he did 2 years in prison. But a jury in California doesn't know that it's a three-strike case, and they cannot be told. So my son got a sentence of 25 years to life for watching that drug sale. 10 years prior to that, I was a tough love mom. And my son had a drug problem, and he broke into my house and my next door neighbor's house, and I asked the neighbors to call the police so that he'd get some kind of rehabilitation. I thought the police and the courts were there to help me. And I have since then learned that that's not the case. So, we have nothing else to do but go out here and try and explain to the public what's going on in California. I mean, I've had the district attorney here in Los Angeles tell me that we shouldn't be prosecuting nonviolent offenders. But we have three strikes then, and we have three strikes now. Three strikes then, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, they were prosecuting every case they could get their hands on. Three strikes now, we've got all new district attorneys. Every state or every county up and down this state prosecutes three strikes differently. I'm from San Francisco County. If my son had been there with me, we wouldn't be here today. But I'm thankful in some ways that this has affected me. So thank God I know what's going on, and I can go out and tell other people about what's going on. Now, I'm the white mom, but I got a son who's half Hawaiian. I just went to visit him at the prison yesterday, and the first thing they asked me, is he northerner or a southerner? I didn't know how to answer that question. I said, well, he looks a little Hispanic. They house him with black. We're from Northern California, and I live in Southern California. I don't know what to say to that. But this is a crazy system. I mean, you know, I'm just a mom, but I've been doing this for 7 years now, and I've learned more about the three-strike law than I even want to tell you. But I would like to encourage you to come and help us to amend this law any way we can. Call your legislators. Tell them about three strikes. Thank you.
Okay, I think the congressman is about a minute away, so I'm going to take this time to take your questions if you have any. But first I wanted to go a little bit more on what Sue was saying. There's 58 counties in the state of California. And Los Angeles County, which is just one of 58, sends 40% of the people to prison. 40%. Just one county sends 40%. In San Francisco, they do not prosecute nonviolent felonies. And in California, if it's a petty theft with a prior, can be charged as a felony. Any questions on three strikes? Recently, now 10 years ago, people voted this law into action really because of emotions, because of a little girl. But we have taken polls. Our polls have been taken just as early as maybe a year ago. And now two-thirds of the people believe that three strikes should be amended to violent felonies only. And so we're working on getting an initiative together, because we think that the people, you know, what you have to do, you have to educate the people. Like I said, if it doesn't affect you personally, a lot of people don't really care. That's why you got to go out and tell your friends and your family, because when that initiative comes down and we get it on the ballot, we'll have an opportunity to overturn this law and amend it to violent felonies only. But now two-thirds people think that it should be amended. Yes.
Follows.